Martha was my neighbor, and one of the nice ones at that. After all the many years of living in the same street, I've seen new buildings prop up, but never fall down. I used to get a nice view of the trees of the park, back when there was a park. Now it's more of a plaza with concrete and gazebos that people nowadays seem to like. From all of the neighbors that have come and gone, I remember but a few of them. But if we ignore the ones that I have not called the police on, we stay with Martha. She would walk up and down the street quite often. I don't think she kept her refrigerator stocked up, since she would always do the same walk to the bakery, then to the marketplace, before going off to work. She'd come back with a long piece of bread that had been picked at, probably from pinching away pieces to give to the many cats that she fed along the way. Martha did have one problem, however, and I think I have to tell you about it in the most careful way possible, since people can get very passionate about this topic. It was the cats. She had too many of them. Not that they made noise or stank or anything. They were actually quite well trained. Every once in a while, you'd hear a cat fight with another one, but the fights were brief and didn't seem to bother anybody. I tried counting them at one point, and I still remember Martha laughing at me when I asked how many she had. "Oh, come on, you know I've lost count," she said. But if we had to come up with a number, I'd guess they were around 10. One of them was her favorite, Miski. She was a nice-looking yellow cat with a fluffy tail. I don't know much about cats, as you can tell. She showed up to the house next to mine with Miski in her arms. Just a tiny rat-sized thing, it was, before she started bringing in more cats. I could hear Martha laugh as she played around with Miski out in her tiny front yard. Hearing that happy young woman brought some life back into my street. That same old life that slowly faded through the many years of the exact fate that many neighborhoods must go through. One day, Martha got a scratch at her door. It was a shiny black cat. Its eyes some type of hidden color you'd have to look into at just the right angle. Some say they were red. At least that's what the other women have told each other over the years. Martha, as expected, gave the cat food and water, and the cat stayed. I could tell that Martha tried playing with the cat, an overly attached, ugly thing, meowing like a crying baby whenever she would go off to work during the week. A school teacher, at that. They say they have the kindest hearts. But the many cats that she had slowly started leaving. I counted 4, and then 3. Finally, just 2 cats remained, Miski and the black cat. One night, it must have been around 10 or so, I heard a loud scream, a human scream, coming from Martha's house. She came out with Miski in her arms, that yellow color stained with red, the dead tail drooping loosely, as she knelt down in her tiny front yard, sobbing. The black cat had killed Miski, Martha explained. It attacked it mercilessly when Martha picked up Miski to play with her, as she always did. The black cat slashed through Miski's body enough to make her stop breathing. In anger, I saw Martha go back inside and, with a broom, scared off the black cat, cried and moaned like a newborn, its cries sometimes going deep into the night in anger and sadness. It was like that until it wasn't. The cry stopped, and I'm not sure when. Silence has an interesting way of announcing itself. It reminds you of how things used to be. Over the next several nights, the many cries of cats started surrounding the door. They returned, but Martha didn't come out to greet them as she always did. So the white cat, the one with spots, and the many others worked their way inside through the open kitchen window. Early one morning, after hours of nonstop cries of the many cats, the neighbors started asking questions. They gathered around her front gate, asking what was happening. It took the police to finally answer her questions. The cats were mourning the death of her loving caretaker. Martha was found with deep scratches on her throat, her face now missing her eyes. Sticky blood around her cold blue hands. The black cat was never seen again. But it has been heard. The Cat Lady from The Legend of the Black Cat is a story retold around the town of Ensenada in Mexico. The young woman and her love for cats eventually led to her death, as she welcomed in an evil entity disguised as a black cat into her home. That's where we base this story. And it's one of the many that has managed to survive the versions of this tale that has been around for years. Certain stories seem to always work their way back to us. A story that goes away only to come back when we gather around a fire or a dinner table, staring blankly into the darkness of the night, before going back to our comfortable beds, safe from all danger. The only thing that can haunt us now is something like this. A dark memory.